Silent Warrior Chronicles would like to issue a trigger warning for this week's episode, as we will be discussing topics that may be triggering for some of our audience.
Listener discretion is advised. If you or someone you know is experiencing a crisis, contact 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Stay safe, warriors.
Hola, warriors. Welcome back to another Talk With Us Tuesday, brought to you by the Silent Warrior Chronicles.
Namaste. We're excited to have you join us in this week's episode, and we thank you for your unconditional support. Don't forget to rate us and leave us a review. Shall we get started, Desi girl?
I'm ready when you are, Lady DMC.
Let's do it. Welcome, welcome, warriors, to another very special episode of Talk With Us Tuesdays. I'm your co-host, Lady DMC. Happy to be here with you guys this evening. And I have with me my best friend, my homegirl, my sister friend, and of course, my co-host, Desi Girl.
Hello, Warrior Nation. How is everyone doing today?
So, warriors, today we have a very important and relevant topic for you. Continuing with this whole pop culture, Hollywood kind of theme that we have going here for season two, we decided that it would be very crucial to discuss cancel culture. So, Desi Girl, if it's okay with you, I would like to have you go ahead and lead us into the topic today, and let's get started.
Yes, so this has been a topic that has been going around for quite some time. I want to start with Silent Warrior Chronicles does not condone racism, bullying, any form of negative behavior, nor are we sitting here and defending these people's behaviors and actions or going against it. Everything that we're discussing in this episode is just pertaining to the whole concept of cancel culture and how this impacts mental health. So I'm going to start the episode off by defining what cancel culture is. So a poll was done in 2020 asking what is cancel culture, and the most recent definition that I could find was the practice of withdrawing support for or canceling public figures and companies after they have done or said something considered objectionable or offensive. Knowing that in mind, two incidents that I can think of that kind of linked to cancel culture is the Chris Harrison scandal with The Bachelor and Chrissy Teigen. So, Lady DMC, I know you don't watch The Bachelor, but did you hear about what had happened? I think it was the beginning of this year.
No, I did not. I've heard of the Chrissy situation, but I haven't heard of The Bachelor situation. So, go ahead and fill me in.
Okay, so this was during, oh, I forgot what the Bachelor's name. He was the first Bachelor out of like the 20 seasons that they've had. And he had a contestant who won the final rose, so they were engaged. Her name was Rachel Kirkconnell. And apparently some photos had resurfaced from 2018 when she had attended a fraternity plantation theme party. And you know, this was in the midst of the season, so of course, you know, Chris Harris and everyone in the Bachelor franchise is out there doing media day and stuff like that, amping up the season. And a reporter asked him, you know, what are your thoughts about this picture resurfacing? And I'm going to read to you what his response was, and Lady DMC, I want you to tell me your thoughts, and then I'll tell you what the end result was. I haven't talked to Rachel about it, and this is again where we all need to have a little grace, a little understanding, a little compassion, because I have seen some stuff online, this judge, jury, and executioner thing, where people are just tearing this girl's life apart and diving into her parents and her parents' voting record. And it's unbelievably alarming to watch how she is being harassed and bullied online. What are your thoughts?
Well, I would like to ask, first of all, this kind of sounds familiar. I want to clarify, isn't this the, I think I might have actually read on this. Wasn't it the one that went to, the party was called an antebellum party or something like that?
That's correct.
All right, and that's like all to do with like slavery and racism and all that type of stuff, right? I just want to clarify, make sure I'm answering the correct thing.
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. You know, we kind of were talking a little bit about this before we started recording tonight. But I think it's the intention with which the person is doing these type of actions. I mean, I just think we have to be very careful, especially celebrities that have such a big platform. You know, they have a responsibility to be good representation, you know, to their communities, to their followers and such. I would like to know, in order to answer this question better, what she was doing at that party. I'm pretty sure she understood the meaning behind it, with what intention it was that she attended. I think they have a responsibility with their sponsorships, with their following. I understand that we're going to discuss this a little bit later in terms of how it affects mental health, but I just think all of us have to keep that in mind before we do these types of things. That's just my humble opinion.
And you're absolutely right. You know, it's not like she attended this party back in like 2000 or 1990 when we weren't correcting the wrongs. But again, going back to, so Rachel was not canceled, mind you. She won the final rose. She got engaged to The Bachelor. Though, you know, they usually filmed after the final rose in real time, they had broken up, quote unquote, when the scandal had come out, but then they got back together again. So as of today, they are engaged. And bear in mind, The Bachelor's back. So only Chris Harrison was canceled. This young lady who had gone to the party, mind you, Chris Harrison did not go to the party. This young lady did, and she is not canceled, but the host, who, you know, from what I see in that answer, is kind of a PC answer. He didn't really, you know, take her side, but didn't take her side, got teared apart.
I would like to know what type of life she's living now. How long ago did she attend this party, you said? Like
2018.
2018, okay.
So 3 years ago.
I also have to give her the benefit of the doubt. I mean, there is a potential for people to change, and I wholeheartedly believe that. I would like to know all these factors. It's so hard to answer when you don't know the person, you know. But I also believe that cancel culture needs to understand that all of us make mistakes. Again, I'm torn between a rock and a hard place. People can change, people make mistakes. They should not be penalized the rest of their life, but there has to be some form of repercussion for them to understand and get to that positive change and say, hey, look, what I did in the past, what I did 2, 3, 4 years ago, 10 years ago, I should not be repeating that type of behavior. I'm very torn on this topic.
And you know, when we talk about Chrissy Teigen, that's kind of the scenario. It was about 10 years ago when what she did had happened. But before we go over to Chrissy Teigen, I want to finish up with The Bachelor. So a lot of people chimed in on this from Bachelor Nation. And one big person was Rachel Lindsay, who she is a bachelorette. She was the first Black bachelorette. And again, she chose a Caucasian individual at the end. And I'm not bringing this up for any reason. It's just, this was something that was brought up a lot when she had argued and said, hey, Chris Harrison should never have given that answer. And, you know, he's taking her side and whatever BS was happening. Now, Trisha Stutter, who's the first bachelorette, she talked about this and chimed in on this. And I kind of liked her answer because, yes, it was a PC answer, but she also reminded us all, like, hey, we don't know what Rachel Kay was thinking at the time, right? We don't know if she was full aware that this was a inappropriate theme party. We don't know what's happened. Kind of what you were saying earlier, like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. But it's not okay with certain people to shame other people. So when Rachel Lindsay went after Chris Harrison, she was the only person who went after him. And I understand, you know, you've dealt with a lot of racism and a lot of inequality in your lifetime. And she's talked about that in her season, and she's openly talked about it on her social media platforms. However, the way she had gone about it, I felt like she was out for blood. You're punishing Chris Harrison, but how do we not know that someone told Chris Harrison, okay, so say this, you know? I mean, how many times have we seen actors, personalities, they have like little earpieces. What do you think that earpiece is for? Someone's literally training them, coaching them, telling, okay, say this. Hey, tell him that you don't want to answer that question. Like, what if someone had coached him and that's what he was told to say, and now he's being punished for someone else's words?
Not only that, I agree with that. That's a very high possibility, but you know, if this was his partner, his fiance, I guess, and then they were friends afterwards and then got back together, whatever the situation was, I mean, who knows somebody better than their partner? Whether it be a fiance, a boyfriend, you know, somebody that's always with you. We're not with her, you know? We don't know what her thought processes are. We don't know what her actions are each and every day. I'm sure he knows. I'm sure they discuss it. They talk about it. Phone calls, texts. He's been around more in her life. He's the one that's going to know if that change has happened or not. So it could be what you said, somebody coaching him. And it could be just a change that she's had in these years. It's very, very probable. Personal growth is something that we all go through every day. You know? That's exactly why I'm torn. We can't speak.
Absolutely. Like, I have not spoken to any of these individuals that we're talking about today, so I don't know what was going on in their minds. Again, this is a similar episode like the Angie episode, where everything we are sharing today is based on what we read online and our research. But to me, if we're talking about, okay, punishing people for having essentially an opinion, there's a lot of people's opinion I don't agree with. Why aren't we canceling them? And there's an individual that I know the whole country really didn't agree with, yet, you know, he's out there. His name's out there everywhere I go.
Yes.
So why isn't that individual canceled yet?
Because he has a very, very large following.
Well, so does Bachelor Nation. I mean, Chris Harrison has been hosting that show since it first came out. And, you know, they replaced him with two past bachelorettes, who, one of which has said some nasty things.
But I'm sure that this individual that you were mentioning has a much bigger following that will defend him tooth and nail. And cancel culture is not like that. Once they turn, pretty much the whole following turns on that person. It spreads like wildfire. But this other individual, I know who you're talking about. This other individual, you're gonna have people that aren't gonna change their mentality, and no matter what he does, they're gonna think he's God.
Fair enough, Lady DMC. I'm not gonna argue because that's a touchy subject.
Sorry, just saying.
So, but go ahead.
I was going to say, going back to what you were saying, you know, that you have a lot of people around you whose opinions you don't agree with. And, you know, I think we're all in that situation. I think we all have people that we agree to disagree with. But have these people acted on those opinions? Like, for example, let's say you do have someone, and again, warriors, exactly how Desi Girl said, we are not condoning any of these behaviors. We do not agree with any of this here at SWC. We're just discussing a simple topic. So let's just say we do have someone that, you know, is intolerant to another race, to another religion, or something like that, and acts on that. Would that change your mentality and make you a cancel culture supporter towards that person? if it wasn't just thoughts and words, but it was also them acting on it, like attending a party similar to that, or perhaps writing inappropriate messages towards a group or something. Would that change your mentality?
So remember when I spoke to you about that friend in the Olympics episode, I believe, that she is a physician at a hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, she, I think I shared this in the episode too, but I'm going to kind of review. She's the only minority in the whole unit.
Okay.
And it's very evident how she's being treated, based on what she told me. There's a clear difference between how the other staff members are treated compared to she is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's described to me that staff has thrown her food away or, you know, made passive aggressive comments about, oh, I've done something to your soup, or, you know, they've quote unquote hazed her. And, you know, by throwing toilet paper or, you know, sticking gum on the doorknob or Vaseline or Waymade, you know, what, all these things. And it's only happening to this warrior. Isn't that kind of similar to what you're describing? That if someone were to go after you and you experience these negative behaviors, shouldn't those individuals be canceled too?
Yeah, and I guess you're getting my question, exactly what I'm saying. So you know this warrior, and she's told you her story, right?
Right. Well, she told both of us the story.
Yeah, and then she allowed you to share it with me.
Right.
So, okay. So let's say that these people have that type of mentality, and you and I, we say, that's wrong. Like, why are they doing this to her, you know? And it's just thoughts, but as we can see, it's not just thoughts, it's also actions. So wouldn't that make you more passionate about going against these people who are doing these inappropriate or unreasonable things? Wouldn't it fire you more up to be part of this cancel culture?
So bear with me, let me explain my thought process here.
Okay.
All of the people that we're talking about in today's episode are famous people, right? Celebrities, influencer, what have you. What I just shared with you about that warrior, this person is an everyday person like you and myself, and they're experiencing similar things, but yet the same individuals who are harassing and bullying her still have a job, still being supported by management. So I get we're canceling people over here that are famous, fantastic. But are you doing that same concept in everyday, norm, ordinary people? Are we doing that same trend over here too? Or are we just after famous people because that's entertainment and that's newsworthy?
I think why people go after the celebrities and, you know, all these people that we're talking about today, as you said, and I said it before at the beginning of this episode, is because they do have that bigger platform. Because they do have those connections with the big companies like, you know, Adidas or Nike, you know, all these big name brands, the Olympics, or, you know, these big sponsorships. So of course they have to set an example. As I said, to all the fans, to all the people who are admiring them and following perhaps their athletic footsteps or their musical footsteps or whatever it may be. You know, I think that's why they are targeted so much, is because they have a bigger name, a bigger voice. Remember, as we've said before, Desi girl, the reason why we're so harsh on them is because we put them on this pedestal, you know? Mm-hmm. So if by canceling them, I mean, if they cancel this warrior that we're discussing about, you know, this girl who told us her story, this warrior, I mean, an everyday person like you and myself, what's that really gonna do? It's just going to affect maybe friends nearby or family nearby, you know? But a celebrity, I mean, you know the Demi Lovatos, you know the J-Los, you know the Chrissy Teigens. These are people that we see in magazines everywhere we turn, in a store, in a grocery store. They're way bigger names than a regular person like you or myself. And that's why they're so harsh on them.
But again, going back to the point that we've been bringing up this whole season, and also back in season one when we talked about Demi Lovato, they're normal people like you and myself, right? Like, just because, I mean, let's, you know, God willing, you and I become household names and we make a mistake and we get canceled. Between you and I, we're still ordinary people, right? We made a mistake. We're still human beings. And I understand that pedestal that we're putting these people on, but is that bleeding into reality? Because if we're just canceling movie stars and TV personnels and all these people, okay, great. But are you doing that out in the out big world? Because there's been plenty of people canceled. I can't think of everybody right now, but yet all this still is still happening in our day-to-day lives. So how is that going to impact us, you know, ordinary people? If Chrissy Teigen, Chris Harrison, other people are canceled, well, great, you're canceled. Now what? Bachelor's ruined. I'm not going to watch The Bachelor anymore. Or, gosh, now, you know, Chrissy Teigen's not going to be on that lyric show. Oh, well, I'm just not going to watch anymore.
I don't mean to be argumentative or bring out them dukes, as they say. But I think if we as normal people have that responsibility of knowing what we're supposed to or not supposed to do, I think celebrities with that pedestal that they should know they're being put on have to be even more careful with their words, their actions, what they tweet, what they do. We all choose our profession. Yes, we make mistakes, but there's mistakes that we know that we can try to avoid. Like, I know we're going to go on to the whole Chrissy Teigen thing. And from what I've read, you know, it's unfortunately, whether it have been through immaturity or whatnot, through that platform, it was leaked. It was leaked what she did. Mm-hmm. You know, and unfortunately that caught up with her, but those were choices that she made. And if I'm not mistaken, again, I don't want to push forward too far in the conversation, but she had already been told, hey, watch it, slow your roll, cool down, take it easy with what you're tweeting, careful with what you're doing. She didn't listen. So that's even worse, knowing that you are a household name. Everybody knows who Chrissy Teigen is. Her name's out there. And then you're still committing these actions. And it's even worse when it's repetitive. And that's quite unfortunate.
And I agree with you. Like, I have the tweets that she had sent Courtney Stodden, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was married to a very older gentleman.
I believe she was like 16.
Yeah, she was a teenager.
Yeah, and I think he was like in his 50s.
Yeah, Josh Hutchinson, 51 years old, and she was 16 at the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's transition to the Chrissy Teigen situation. So what she tweeted to this young lady who was 16 at the time was ruthless, unacceptable. Like, you don't say that to someone who's 16 years old. And, you know, I'll read some of the tweets. She said, what drugs make you do that with your mouth? Asking for a friend who really wants to know how to look like an idiot. Thanks. Do you have a family? Why do you speak like a Fabio book right now? My Friday fantasy, you dirt nap and baby. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave me 8 erotic elves. Like, this is ridiculous. The things she says, I don't even know why she would say this and think, oh, this is okay. I mean, she went as far as to tell her Lindsay adds a few slits to her wrist, and when she sees Emma Stone, it's like, what in the world were you thinking? Making a joke about mental illness when she's an advocate of mental illness, mind you. And this is where we're going to talk about that mental health aspect with the cancel culture. But I kind of want to hear what your thoughts and views were about this situation.
My opinion remains the same. I mean, not only as a celebrity, but as a person, you know, you never this as an Angelina Jolie fan, this brings me back to the whole Lisa Rowe scene in Girl Interrupted. You're taunting. You're basically telling someone, you know, go kill yourself. My fantasy would be to see you dead, basically. Like, that's not okay. And I know that now, I've read about her recent situation that she's been, I think she's been Instagramming or something like that. Instagramming or tweeting, I'm not sure. And she's just saying like, oh, it's unbearable to go out, but it's also unbearable to be at home with my depression where it gets worse and stuff. It's like, homegirl, I get you and I understand you need help, but I'm sorry. I wish I could feel bad for you, but you were warned. You knew what you were saying. And I know that you're suffering from something, and I really, really hope that you get help for that now with your depression and everything, but you kind of brought it upon yourself by putting those horrible words together, those horrible phrases together, wishing somebody dead. You did this.
So, supposedly, she deleted, Chrissy Teigen deleted 60,000 tweets last year, and that's when the suspicion arose. I guess someone tweeted to her saying, the bigger question for me is, why are people checking to see how many tweets from another person have been deleted? Is your time that invaluable? And her response were, they're losers. And this was last year. So she kind of put the radar on herself by deleting 60,000 tweets.
And as I said, she was already warned, and she was called by people, by her staff. She had already been told, like, hey, we're getting calls. Why did you tweet that? Why did you put that? And it wasn't just about Courtney. It was, I guess, some other stuff. I'm not sure what it was in those 60,000 tweets that you're informing us of. But they told her, why did you say that? Now we're the ones getting the backlash. We're the ones saying that we're in trouble for the words that you put out there. Homegirl already knew. I'm sorry.
She knew, but okay, but again, here's my question. So these tweets were back in 2011, 2012. Why didn't we do anything about it then? Why did we wait 10 years to cancel her? She was 25 at the time, an adult, but why was she not being reprimanded then? Why did we wait 10 years to deal with it?
That is a very good question. I don't know how famous she was back then. I don't know how long she's been out there. I'm sorry, I'm not a Chrissy Teigen fan. I don't know how recognized she was. I don't know if the cancel culture had caught on, or I don't know how it worked back then in 2010, 2011.
So, you know, she, I don't think she was as big as she is today, but, you know, that was around the time All of You came out by John Legend, and, you know, that song was about her, and, you know, everybody was, you know, all these romantics were out there like, oh my gosh, I want my man to write me a, you know, song about my feet. And, but still, she was a model. She was a well-known model at the time. So those that follow the modeling community knew who she was. Why didn't we do anything about it then? That's like you're telling your kid 10 years later, hey, you know, you shouldn't have bullied little Johnny. Now I'm gonna punish you. But that was like 10 years ago. I've been doing it for the past 10 years.
I agree with the written evidence. Something should have definitely been done. But how long ago do we know? How long ago did this whole cancel culture movement, cancel culture scenario start?
So cancel culture started around 2016.
Okay, so it started a little bit later. Regardless if it was already up and rolling and established and all that stuff, So if people were already catching on, I mean, obviously, if they were keeping the radar on how many messages were deleted and what things were said, it should have been taken care of at that time. I don't know why it wasn't.
And I mean, that's the reason I bring that up is, first, I want to know why we waited 10 years. But the other thing is it's a big question mark that's been asked around in regards to this whole Chrissy Teigen situation. That why did we wait 10 years? She told a teenager, a minor, to kill themselves. That's a crime in the state of California. And she said this in a public platform. This is not something like she said, you know, he said, she said type of situation. This is publicly, we all saw it. Many people liked it, many people retweeted it, many people commented. Why weren't the cops called? You know, an adult told a teenager to kill themselves on a public platform.
Let me ask you something. I know for other crimes that are committed, there's statute of limitations. Do you believe, you know, with this whole question of why didn't we take care of it back then and such, should there be a statute of limitations for cancel culture? Let's just say now we know this was 10, 11 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we see that she deleted it. Now we see that Courtney's coming out with the things that were told to them, things like that. Should she get a pass because it happened so long ago?
I don't think she should get a pass, no. I think, but I guess my argument throughout this whole episode is cancel culture isn't, hey, you know, so-and-so did bad and we need to, you know, make an example of this and say, hey, like, this is unacceptable. Like, kind of what you were talking about with the Chris Harrison situation. Cancel culture seems like the type of concept where it's like, I got you. Like, I'm waiting for you to screw up, so I got you. Now I'm going to cancel you. Go ahead.
Now, I want to ask you as well. Mm-hmm. As a clinician, mm-hmm. I want to ask you. Should cancel culture take into account the mental health of the person who's doing what they're doing? Like, with the bullying, with all this behavior that Chrissy has been exhibiting this long,
mm-hmm.
should she have been evaluated for her mental health, and would that give her a pass with the cancel culture society and cancel culture movement?
So I'm going to answer the first part. I absolutely agree mental should be put into consideration when it comes to people's actions and behaviors and this whole cancel culture situation. However, with Chrissy Teigen, what she did was absolutely wrong. There's no rational explanation on why it was okay to say those things on a national platform, mind you. However, my argument is, are we canceling Chrissy Teigen because she said things that were extremely inappropriate? Or are we canceling her because, okay, this is another name to add to the list? Again, in this 10-year span, if you and I were to, you know, diagnose and, you know, dissect all her tweets, how many other tweets has she sent that are as horrific as those that she sent to Courtney? And she was very prevalent for 4 years.
And that could potentially be the reason why people are going harsh on her as well, not only just for Courtney. She's been like the biggest example of her tweets, but because of the other stuff that she said on an international platform like Twitter. So that could be another reason why people are going at her and, you know, just saying, hey, this has got to stop. This isn't towards just one person. This is geared towards various people. So you're done. It's over. This doesn't just show how you are towards one person. This just shows how you are as a human being towards others.
And I see what you're saying, that she was given a lot of free passes, supposedly. And, you know, mentioning that her team was called upon and said, hey, like, you get her under control. And they told her, hey, get your life together. And despite that, she kept on going. However, for 4 years, she was a top favorite among a group of individuals because of what was happening in the nation.
I kind of think, I mean, tell me your opinion as well, Desi girl. I'd like to hear most definitely on this part that I'm going to say. I think each generation that comes after ours has been so different. And I feel like each generation has brought something different to society in terms of learning, in terms of tolerance, you know? And it's come to a point where this new generation is not giving as many free passes as potentially we have, you know, with the whole LGBT community looking for more inclusion, where we have to be more careful in terms of what celebrities are saying, what celebrities are posting, things like that. I think this generation is saying, hey, we are demanding respect, equality for everybody, and they are not taking crap for nobody. This new generation is so much more outspoken. And I think that may be a reason why it took so long for something to even be mentioned after all her tweets, is because this is a generation that's saying, this is the point that we're going to hit where we took enough, no more. We're not going to accept people like this. We're not going to accept things like this in terms of you being rude, in terms of you telling someone go kill yourself, or in terms of you telling me that I'm not a person because of who I choose to like, who I choose to love, who I choose to... whatever it is. I mean, I don't know what you think. I'd like to hear your thoughts as well on that.
So, I am very active on social media. And so when I say active, I like to look at people's posts. And I'm on a lot of, like, community pages. And I see, like, the most simplest, like, concept. Like, I'll give you an example. It actually happened today. There was a car accident. And... it was between like an SUV and a Model Y, a Tesla. Everybody went after the Tesla. Oh my gosh, it was the Tesla's fault. Like, the Tesla probably cut him off because they think that they're superior, blah, 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 blah. The original post literally was, hey, does anybody know if the traffic has cleared up from this accident? And they put a picture from a previous post. That was all that they asked, yes or no. Or I don't know, or look it up on maps. We didn't need to go on a whole little shenanigan from going from, oh, it was the Tesla's fault, to now this, all these privileged Caucasian individuals, to, oh my gosh, you know, why are all these Mexicans showing up? Like, it went to a whole nother level. Again, the question was the traffic cleared up? This world has become so outspoken that I feel like our filter has been broken. Not quite sure what's going on, but I see how ruthless people are. And these are not in, like, younger generation. These are people older than you and I. And they're so ruthless in how they talk. And, you know, I can sit there and click, you know, inappropriate report, you know, aggressive, you know, whatever it may be. But it does, nothing changes. I mean, wasn't Facebook in trouble for something? Like, they had allowed certain comments or something, and they went to court for it. I had heard about it like a while back.
I think so. I think you're correct.
So I think one thing is social media was not around. I mean, social media came during our generation, right? Like when you and I were in high school.
MySpace.
Yes. I never had a MySpace, though. I missed out on that boat. Didn't really understand that.
I was on that boat. For our younger warriors, that was the first Facebook and first Insta. Okay, continue.
Yeah, I was on AIM though. That was a big thing.
I was on that too.
Yes, girl, that was fun. I think social media having such a big prevalence in our generation is one big thing that why things have changed. The other thing is I think we have seen life without social media and technology and with it, right? Because if you think back to when we were in elementary school, cell phones, social media, computer, you know, TV, I think TV was like our big technological thing, and having a DVD player, that was huge. You were part of the cool crew. You had that.
And having a CD player.
Yes, like that little fancy walking one that you could walk around everywhere with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that was what our thing was. And, you know... now there are people who are born into a world where by second grade, you have a cell phone. By sixth grade, you have an Instagram. And high school, you have a Facebook and TikTok. And it's all this stuff. And I feel like the world has so much more access without really personally being there, if that makes sense.
So do you think that this whole technological influence has rewired the new generation, so to speak, mentally, as you said, to have no filter? I mean, again, tell me what you think. I think the fact that there's another way, and I agree with the technology influencing this whole cancel culture, influencing the no filter, because it becomes so easy to bully, to taunt, and to say what you please through a screen, whether it be through your phone screen, through your tablet screen, your computer screen. You don't have the people that you're taunting in front of you. Back in our generation, it was you say it face to face, and good luck, because you're probably going to get in a fist fight. And then you're probably going to get sent home and get a butt whooping. Now, it's you go ahead, you create, even if you want, you create a fake profile under a different name. You find the person you want to taunt, write whatever you want on their wall, insulting them, bullying them. Done deal.
Yeah. I mean, you've dealt with it a lot with our platform, you know, and we talked about this in season one about what was being said about you and how you were being treated by our quote-unquote followers. You know, do you think someone would have said that to you in your face, the things that they had said to you through those messages?
No, I do not believe they would have said that face to face.
Right, so it's like, it's that hidden shield that we have, or this invisible shield we have that the internet gives us. And again, let's say Twitter didn't exist and Courtney got married and Chrissy had these thoughts. She would literally have to walk herself or drive herself to Courtney's house, knock on her door, and hope nobody's home to tell her all her lovely thoughts about her. In that time span, I'm sure Chrissy would have been like, well, is this too much work? Or, you know, this is really dumb. What am I doing? Right?
Yeah.
Or Rachel going to a plantation party, that wouldn't have surfaced because the pictures probably would have been between her and whatever cell phones were there at the time. I mean, I think it's very easy to access things that wasn't easy before, which may be why things come out to light now, because it is easier to tell people, hey, you know, Chrissy did this 10 years ago, or hey, Rachel attended a party 3 years ago. But at the same time, now we're canceling people, right? So Chrissy got canceled, Chris Harrison's got canceled. A few other people I can't think of right now are getting canceled. But cancel culture is, it's a negative impact to your mental well-being. If you're someone who, you know, is isolated now, which I think Chrissy talks about this, being isolated, like nobody wants to talk to her. All her endorsements fell through and she's just laying on the couch or something. Okay, so now your mental health is affected. Now what are we going to do as a community? Are we just gonna be like, oh well, you deserve that, off you go, shoo? Or are we going to make a difference? Okay, so Chrissy, I see here that you're depressed because you were isolated from whatever. Let's work on that. But do you understand what you did? Do you understand that your actions were wrong? Are we doing that, or are we just saying, okay, you're wrong, out you go? Because that's what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing, hey, you did something wrong, here's your punishment, but let's learn from it.
No, and that's exactly what I was saying. Why I was trying to give my answer the way I was is because I believe that she should have those repercussions, because she is an example to so many other girls out there who potentially want to go into the modeling world, who are following her and are going to think these actions and these words and these messages are appropriate. However, that's why I was asking you the other question as well. Should mental health be evaluated and be taken into consideration why the person is acting this way? I completely agree. She needs to go to therapy, figure out. You are making me a clinician in training. I'm telling you, I am your little sponge here. She needs to go to therapy. We need to sit down, process these things, and be like, okay, so I see these are the behaviors that you are participating in. Why is it that we are behaving this way? And what is behind all these things that you were saying and writing? Are you proud of me, Desi girl?
I am so proud of you. See, Warriors, we have a clinician in the making. All she needs to do is go to school, get an MSW, do 3,000 hours, and get herself licensed. Oh, this Lord. Will be an even playing field here. It's an even playing field to begin with, but, you know, now you'll have two professionals.
Good Lord.
But you're right, Lady DMC. I agree with you. She needs to go to therapy. She needs to figure it out. I think everyone in this cancel culture clan needs to go. But do you remember, did you ever watch Empire?
I did not. I missed out on so many of the movies and shows and series of our generation. Oh, honest to God.
Girl, you just need to quit your job and watch TV. That's what you need to do. That is what your homework assignment is now. I've made you a clinician. Done. Now I need you to catch up on pop culture.
Done and done.
So, what was this name again? I think it was like Jesse Schmu. So, I don't remember. Anyway, he was the one that was playing... Oh, I forgot his name on Empire, and I just watched Empire. Anyways, he was the one, he was gay, and Lucius did not like him because he was gay and, you know, his whole little shenanigans. So, now I'm, like, thinking what his name was, and it was, like, such an easy name to remember, too. Anyway.
It'll come to you.
It'll come to me. So, anyway, so he had supposedly gotten attacked in Chicago after shooting, and, you know, was called derogatory names, and someone made a noose and put it around his neck and all this. Well, come to light, he had set this whole up, like this whole elaborate plan. And, you know, Empire kicked him off the show. And, you know, people made jokes about him. I mean, comedians made jokes about it. And, you know, he was quote unquote canceled. But actually, you'll know the story. His sister was on Full House. She was Michelle's friend, if you remember. She was the black girl.
Yes, I do remember her.
Yes. Her sister came in her brother's defense and explained like some elaborate explanation on like childhood trauma and all that, and how he felt that he needed to do this in order to get the message across that the nation was under the wrong ruling and all that. Now, you know, going back to what you've been talking about from your clinical standpoint, don't you think Jesse should go to therapy now and figure out, like, hey, why did you feel like you needed to do a whole elaborate plan? You know, you utilized your fame, I think, in a negative way, because there were other ways that he could have gotten that message across without making a whole plan and getting two innocent people in jail. But what was the rationale behind that? You know, his sister saying he has all this trauma from childhood. So is mental health not being used as an excuse?
And this is why therapy is so important, because it's there where you're going to find out what is behind the behavior. Is it attention seeking? Is it truly a mental illness that's behind it? I know that that's what you clinicians study for. You guys study to psychoanalyze us, to help us process, to help us understand what it is that's going on inside of us. That's why therapy is so important. Yes, I do believe he should have gone to therapy, and he should still go.
I think he is. I had read that he had gone into an inpatient therapy session or center thing. But his name was Jamal. I just thought of it. Jamal. Jamal Lyon, that is what his name was in the show. These are three examples. There's plenty of people who have been canceled. Who's the Harry Potter author? What's her name?
J.K. Rowling?
Yes, she was canceled because she had made some comment about the LGBT community. Who else? I can't think of anyone else. I mean, I know R. Kelly, but that I 100% agree he should be canceled. I can't think of anyone else, but there's been a group of people who I'm like, okay, so they made a mistake like 60 years ago, and today, because the internet somehow found it, we're not punishing them. Like, it's like a child. Like, if your kid, you know, got into a fight and we wait 3 years later to say, oh, you know what, little Johnny, do you remember like 3 years ago you had done this and you know that was just so wrong, I'm gonna take your car keys, like all this. Well, what's the point of punishing him now when the deed already happened? Who knows what he's done from the time that fight happened to today? I just feel like the punishment has to fit the crime. And I might be using this wrong, but if it's years later, Chrissy Teigen, for all we know, could have gone to therapy in this time span and figured her life. You know, Jesse could have gone through this trauma, had gone through therapy, made an elaborate plan because that is what his therapist insinuated to him. I just feel like cancel culture needs to be a definite definition, and we need like criteria, like the DSM, that we can follow. I'm a very like checklist type of person, so if you can tell me what, like, I mean, you know me, but like, I know you asked this earlier in the episode that should cancel culture like have some form of like criteria. I do think we should have some form of criteria. And I also think when it comes to mental health, which seems to be a very common trend right now, yes, you have depression, schizophrenia, whatever, but your actions were wrong and we're going to work on that. But we're not going to ostracize you from the community so long as you work on whatever the issue was.
I agree. I think to answer your first question, which was why, you know, if somebody did something 3 or 10 years ago, why is it that we're worrying about it now? Like the child that did something so long ago, and now you're telling him, oh, I'm taking away your car keys, as you said. I think, again, I really think it's the new generation sending a message saying, hey, we don't care how long ago you did it. You still did it. You still have to have repercussions of your actions. And again, I stick with my answer. I stick with my point that there should be a balance between that, yes, that, well, I don't want to call it punishment, but more like repercussions, consequences for the choices that you made. But we should also give that person help. And once you see that that person is working on themselves and potentially turning their life around, then we could go ahead and start talking again about all that you were losing through your behaviors.
And I know we're running out of time here, but I want to say this. So, you know, the Me Too movement brought to a light a lot of things. And a lot of famous people, you know, were allegedly accused of misbehaving with women and men. I absolutely agree. All those individuals that were part of that accusation should have been canceled 100%. If it's true. Again, I was not there, so I'm not taking sides. But if you look at the Me Too movement and you look at Chris Harrison, who gave you essentially a PC answer, how can we put these two individuals in the same group? Like, I guess that's my concern, is that if we're just writing everybody off for every misdeed that they do, well, we've all done horrible things. We've all done things where it's like, damn, you should not be out here in society. But not everyone's getting canceled. You know, that warrior we spoke about earlier in this episode, the things that she has described to me and I've shared with you, none of those individuals should be working there. They should be written up. They should never be able to work in the medical field. But yet they are still working. And I guess my thing is are we doing this just because these people are like, quote unquote, like you said, like put on a pedestal and are set as an example saying, hey, look, these people are getting reprimanded for actions, so you better watch out. But are we still following that same pattern here out in the real world? Are we canceling normal people too?
I don't think we've gotten to that point yet. I think we're still at the level where we're canceling that people with that larger voice, that larger platform. And yet, if somebody like you or myself does something like that, we're normal people, plain Janes, so to speak, we have nothing to lose. You know, it's just Desi Girl and Lady DMC. I mean, you know, at this point, we're two normal girls who are starting on this venture, and if we make a mistake, we don't have big name brands or big TV shows that people are following and things like that. There's no weight to what we lose, but with somebody like Chrissy Teigen or with somebody like an athlete or a bachelor or, you know, whatever it is, they have a lot of income. They have their life, their income, their sustainment for their homes, for their families, for themselves, riding behind all their actions.
No, I see what you're saying. And it's going to take a couple years for this cancel culture to kind of
catch up with us.
Right. But I also think, again, this Warriors story just, it has impacted me so much. What are we doing till then?
No, absolutely. Everybody, regardless, should have those repercussions that tell you, hey, what you're doing is not okay, it's not acceptable. We'll just have to wait until the cancel culture reaches us as well.
I don't know. That'll be like our children's generation.
If not beyond.
I don't know. I mean, like you said in season one, like I feel like we've had this like argument before where it's like, well, it's gonna take a while. And I'm like, nope, can't wait that long.
Exactly.
Well, this was a really stimulating conversation, Lady DMC. I think I talked myself into a circle, kind of. I hope you all understood what I was trying to say, because I feel like I talked myself into a circle. But again, warriors out there, my message for this episode is be kind to others. And yes, people do horrible things. We all make mistakes. We all do horrible things. But let's meet them at their level, like social work. We meet the patient where they're at and say, hey, what's going on? Talk to me. Walk me through that process of why you did what you did. Let's not just sit there and reprimand people. Okay, well, let's figure out what was happening at the time so we can learn from it and move from it and grow from it.
I like that. Help each other out, even if you have a bigger platform and even if you're a celebrity. Let's give them a hand as well and help them figure themselves out.
100%. Well, Lady DMC, I hope you enjoyed this stimulating conversation, because I did.
Most definitely. It's a very relevant, very important topic. And plus, I get to spend time with my bestie, so what's better than that?
Virtually, because COVID is still around, people.
Yes, we are remote at this point in time, my lovelies, but nonetheless, doesn't make it any less fun, I should say.
It's very entertaining to argue virtually. Well, Lady C, I will let you close this episode.
All right, my lovelies, I think this is where we shall leave you today for another episode of Talk With Us Tuesdays. But as I like to say, don't be too saddened. We will be back with you guys next week. Till then, stay happy, stay healthy, and we'll see you for the next one.
Bye.
Well, warriors, that's all we have for you today. But please don't be too saddened, as we'll be back next week. Till then, stay happy, stay healthy, and we'll see you for the next one.
Bye.